Hello, long time no speak, right? It's been a bit of time since I recorded the last episode, probably the longest stretch ever. And that's for a variety of reasons, but a big one was that I went on vacation for a couple weeks. We're thinking about moving, so we kind of worked that into a vacation so that we could see the area. But I've been back from that trip for a couple days. What I've been working on the last day is getting Laracast upgraded basically across the board. So before, it was running on Laravel 5.3 and then on a server with PHP 7. So still fairly new, but I wanted to go ahead and put it on a new server, get upgraded to PHP 5.4, bump up to PHP 7.1, enable OP cache using Laravel Forge, which makes that stuff so easy. So that's all done at the time of this recording, and it should be live. But I have to tell you, that kind of stuff just stresses me out like nothing else. Servers are that area, like, I know enough to get myself into trouble, but by no stretch am I really seasoned in that area. And that's why I appreciate tools like Laravel Forge so much. It kind of removes some of the burden from your shoulders. So I was thinking that it might be interesting just to kind of talk about the flow, some of the tools I use, how I go about upgrading. You might pick up a tip or two, or you might have a tip for me. So the very first thing, when it comes to upgrading Laravel, you have two choices, of course. Go to the Laravel documentation, go to the upgrade guide, and just get started. None of it's rocket science. Usually it's like, go to this file and this method has changed, or this section can be deleted entirely, or copy this new service provider to your project. Lots of stuff like that. Lots of things like, this method no longer returns an array, it returns a collection, so make sure you check all of your files. And generally, it should take you, depending upon the size of the application, an hour to 4 hours. But also, what I've been doing lately is I use a service called Laravel Shift, which is really great. What's the URL? Is it just Laravel? Let me find for you. LaravelShift.com. Yeah, and it's basically Laravel upgrades as a service. So in my case, I was on 5.3. I paid $9, and it basically submits a PR to your GitHub repo and makes all the changes for you. And for any changes it can't make, it'll leave comments in the PR. And it'll say things like, hey, you can no longer use mail queue. Instead, you need to switch over to a mailable. So it can very likely turn that 4 hour process into a 20-minute process, which is really convenient because it is a slug. It's very much worth it. A lot of people complain about changes like this, but you know what? If twice a year you can spend a few hours and get yourself on the latest version of Laravel and using all the latest features and the latest patches, I mean, why wouldn't you? It's so worth it. I know a lot of people don't like to upgrade because of, like, on 5.2, was it, or 5.1, there was long-term support, and that's a really big deal for lots of companies. I hear Laravel 5.5 will have the same thing. It'll be the next long-term support release. I don't know. I don't really know if that means anything, to be honest. It's not like if there was some breaking thing in 5.4 right now that it would just be ignored, even if it was discovered a year from now. I guess it's good for the bosses, right? I guess it's good to make them feel comfortable, but it's generally not something I think about too much. But yeah, anyways, if you're worried about spending $9 on a Laravel Shift upgrade, I'd say you have your priorities out of whack. And I notice developers do this quite a bit, where you don't want to spend that $9, so you will spend 4 hours doing it yourself, which makes no sense whatsoever. You charge $70 an hour, but you won't spend $9 to save yourself 4 hours. So it's very, very much worth it. There's even services you can add with Laravel Shift, like linting, where it'll automatically update your files to PSR2 and stuff like that if you don't want to manually perform that. So that's what I did for the 5.4 update. There were some things I had to do manually, and one of them was that I originally wrote Laracast in 2013. So I have lots of things like mail :: queue. And it turns out with Laravel 5.4, you can't do that anymore. You need to switch over to using dedicated mailable classes. So a very small thing, but I probably spent an hour and a half swapping all of that over. So for example, I would have like a order confirmation email that I send out to users. Before, I was doing it very much in the traditional way. But now I did PHP Artisan make mail. I was using Markdown mailables too, which allowed me to remove a lot of the email template and styling stuff that I had. But anyways, I would run PHP Artisan make mail, order confirmation or something like that. And then it would create a mailable class for me. And then I could update all of that code to just say mail to the user, send new order confirmation email. So I had to do that probably in 7 different areas. But you know what? I'd been meaning to switch over to mailables for some time now. So it really wasn't a problem at all. So that's upgrading to Laravel 5.4. Next, I wanted to get upgraded to PHP 7.1. I wanted to have Forge automatically configure OP cache to get a little more performance juice. And I had 2 choices here. One, I could upgrade my current server to PHP 7.1. And even, once again, Laravel Forge can help you with that. But I'm always a little scared to do stuff like that, because if something goes wrong along the way, well, now my main production server is not working, and I got to figure out how to undo the new installation, and it just freaks me out, right? So instead, whenever I do major updates like that, usually I just whip up a brand new server and then move over the DNS to the new IP address. So some things you might want to consider here. In Forge, you would build up a new server, and it'll automatically install Redis and PHP, the latest version of PHP, and everything you basically need, memcached and stuff like that. So from that point, once your server is provisioned, you'll want to delete the default site and create a new site with your current domain. So in my case, I created a new site called Laracast.com. But then you might fall into this trap where you want to view your new server, but Laracast.com is pushing to the old IP address, right? So this can get confusing because you don't want to immediately update your DNS to point to the new server because it's not ready to go. You need to do a little bit of testing to make sure nothing broke with an update to my SQL 5.7. Maybe you were on 5.5 before. These are all things you need to be careful about. So in these cases, what you can do is update your host file. So you could do like sudo vi /etc/hosts. And then, yeah, there, what you're going to do is paste in the IP address of your new server. And you can see that on any Forge page. Just go to your server section and then copy your IP address and then associate that with Laracast.com. So what you're doing here is basically hijacking it. You're saying locally alone, when I visit Laracast.com, I don't want it to point to my old server. I actually want to point it to this new IP address so the routing works perfectly. So that's a great way to test things out before you officially update your DNS. So yeah, at that point, I tested everything out. There were a couple little things I'm trying to think. Oh, one was I think I had an issue with MySQL. I had to disable the strict checking because of some issue I did a couple of years ago. And it's kind of weird. I'm having trouble fixing it. Not worth talking about on the podcast. But yeah, there's always just little things you need to be aware of. Oh, and actually on that note, one little trap I fell into is if your current domain is secure and on HTTPS, if you're trying to test it out on a new server where maybe you haven't activated an SSL certificate, you might fall into traps there where you get a verify CSRF token. So that's something to definitely be aware of. Just make sure that your app URL does match the current domain and it's not pointing to HTTPS when actually you're on HTTP and then your domain. So yeah, that's a little trap you can fall into. But then, yeah, that's mostly it. So when I'm ready to officially move over, there's probably a much more sophisticated way to do this, but Laracast is an Amazon. So usually what I do, I go to my old server, I run PHP Artisan down to take it down. I then export the database and import it to my new server. And then I happen to use Cloudflare, but whoever provides your DNS, you would just want to update your A record to point it from the old IP address to your new IP address. And that's it. Once you're done, you can archive the old server and pretty cleanly. It's just not that much work, especially if you use Laravel Forge. So now Laracast is running on the latest version of Laravel 5.4. It's on PHP 7.1. I had Forge automatically configure OP cache for me. It's using HTTP2. So yeah, without much necessary knowledge, you can get a lot of bang for your buck. So if you still have some server on PHP 5.6 or something and you're scared to update, just give it a shot. It's not that scary if you can whip up a whole new server and test everything out before you, so to speak, flick the switch and move the DNS over. So you can freely make sure that everything works perfectly before any of your users notice a thing.